This is War of the Trees on WSQT Direct Action Radio, broadcasting on 88.1 FM from the heart of occupied Washington.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
In a world of corporate development gone crazy, in a world where everything is trashed and destroyed to make a fast buck, whosoever shall have the courage to take direct action and resist.
There is no shortage of courage aboard the Sea Shepherd ship Steve Irwin. The Steve Irwin is in hot pursuit of Japan's whaling ships that are illegally hunting whales in the Antarctic Treaty Zone. On the 1st of February, two Sea Shepherd sailors were injured by weapons deployed by the Japanese whalers. On the Nishan Maru, a water cannon was used to knock down a cameraman who was filming from a rubber boat, and he received cuts and injuries over the eye as he was knocked down. Somewhat more seriously, metal balls were thrown at crew members from the deck of the harpoon ship Yushin Maru No. 3. One of these metal balls struck Sea Shepherd crew member Lawrence DeGroote in the face. In addition, the Sea Shepherds have discovered that the Japanese whaling fleet is illegally possessing and using military weapons. The Long Range Acoustical Device, or LRAD, is a sound cannon. It's a military-grade weapon system sending out sound waves that can disorient people, cause severe nausea, put them on the ground or possibly overboard into icy water in the Antarctic Whale Sanctuary. Nonetheless, the whalers have stopped whaling and started running. As long as they're running, they're not killing. The Sea Shepherds don't have to board, don't have to get past the sound cannon, the metal balls, the spikes hanging down from the decks and the nets in order to stop them from killing whales. Now, it's possible that the Japanese whaling fleet will try to stop and kill whales and use their weapons to hold off the Sea Shepherds, but if this happens, the Sea Shepherds will be able to swarm them and get enough butyric acid on deck to stop the hunt and contaminate the whale meat.
The Japanese have been coming down to Antarctica, and over the years they've killed thousands of whales.
And we're quite committed to getting them out of this area.
That ship stands for everything I hate, killing innocent animals in a world where it doesn't belong anymore. I hate that ship.
It's up to us to stop them.
Stay calm up here. We still have to run this ship.
They've threatened to fire on us if we come any closer. We'll call their bluff.
This year, no one's bluffing in the Southern Ocean. Not even the ocean itself. The Sea Shepherds knocked weeks out of the Japanese factory whaling fleet season. The weather is constantly nasty, and weapons deployed from the decks of Japan's whaling ships have inflicted minor injuries on two sailors with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Still, despite the risk, the Sea Shepherds continue the task of trying to keep the last of the whales from turning into canned meat on the shelves of Japan's supermarkets.
Might be a royal pain in the rear end to people today, but I think we make great ancestors, because from a vantage point of hundreds of years in the future, this will be the generation which destroyed the planet for the future. And the only people who are going to be respected are those people who have actually done something to salvage this planet for the future.